This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Take Chicago's experimental music scene and mix in the African influences and bossa nova traditions of Brazil, and you get the São Paulo Underground, a genre-defying trio led by composer Rob Mazurek. The São Paulo Underground is performing tomorrow at the 3S Art Space in Portsmouth. Producer Taylor Quimby caught up with Mazurek earlier this week.
This is Rob Mazurek. I play cornet and electronics. Started playing cornet at the age of 10. Started making records around the mid-80s. Started the São Paulo Underground 10 years ago. So this is the 10th anniversary of São Paulo Underground. The electronics that we utilize are very varied. We use samplers, we use analog synthesizers, we use digital feedback modules. Lately I've been using a modular synthesizer made with make noise modules. So we use all these machines, and drum machines as well. The electronics have become such an important part of just the sound of the thing that whether acoustic or electronic, it's become one sound, one type of sound.
Talking about one kind of sound, but at the same time, you know, there's a couple things that you're doing, and I wonder how do you stay within a tradition, and in this case we're talking about Brazilian music, while at the same time sort of pushing it beyond its boundaries. You know, I wonder if there's a point at which something is no longer, you know, it's no longer what it started out as.
Right. I mean, I think for me the best art and the best groups and the best things I've heard and experienced in life are things that transcend that go past that have an evolution of a thing while retaining the tradition like we're talking about here. So although Mauricio and Guilherme, born in São Paulo and have been a part of that Brazilian music scene for a long time, they're also very learned and heavy into the hardcore scene and punk scene and free jazz scene. And we take all those elements and try to incorporate them into what we do early on, and I think finally at this point we're starting to hit upon our own evolution of a sound. Maybe people think they're playing the tradition and that's forward in the tradition, but I think by just sticking with tradition, you're hurting the tradition. You know what I mean? This song is called The Love I Feel For You Is More Real Than Ever. I mean, this song is about my wife. We got married in Sardinia, Italy, 3 years ago. We've been together for 8 years. And São Paulo Underground was invited to play at the Santa Ana Arese Jazz Festival. And I told the director of the festival that I couldn't come because me and my wife were planning our wedding in Chicago at the time. So, and then the director of the festival said, "Well, why don't you get married here in Sardinia at the festival?" And I was like, "That's a crazy idea. Let's do it."
So I've got one last question for you. It's kind of a stupid one, but it's one that I've always been curious with. Right. So how do you go about naming an instrumental song?
I mean, you know, I read a lot. One of my favorite authors in the world is Samuel R. Delaney, the great writer of science fiction and many other things. I read a lot. I love poetry. You know, I love text. You know, a lot of these titles just kind of pop into my head and we write them down. And it's just a matter of being as interested in that as much as we're interested in the sound, as much as we're interested in the artwork, as much as we're interested in, you know, the food we eat. It's all like a complete interest in the beautiful and interesting things in life.
Rob Mazurek there of the São Paulo Underground speaking with producer Taylor Quimby. You can learn more about their performance tomorrow night at the 3S Art Space and check out some more of their music at wordofmouthradio.org.